And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into Raving Radio, your community radio station, where it is 58 degrees under overcast skies. And joining me in the studio is Peter Bradley, the executive director of the Island Institute. Well, there's a lot going on with the Institute, and he's here to fill us in. Welcome,
Peter. Yeah, there's a ton going on.
There
Thanks
is
so much
a
for
ton going on.
Having me in.
Well, I think most folks are familiar with sort of the flagship event right now that's coming up, and that's the Sitka Symposium. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, it's the first symposium back since 2009. It previously ran from 84 to 2009, and this, of course, will be my first symposium, and I'm very excited for it. The theme for the year is Radical Imagining, Changing the Story with Stories of Change. And what we had in mind going into this was to bring a group of people together to sort of reject a sense of maybe hopelessness or despondency about the future, and instead bring people who are taking matters into their own hands. Traditionally, it's a pretty literary gathering, so we wanted to bring some writers who are making real change happen with their work.
And not just writers,
we also have someone who's not a writer on the faculty. And so we have Winona LaDuke, a Native activist from Minnesota. She's written a few stories, but she's done some great land recovery projects. She was Ralph Nader's running mate in the 90s. She's won all sorts of awards for her work as the nonprofit leader of Honor the Earth as well. And then we have Alan Wiseman, who was a bestseller for his book, The World Without Us, which imagined what the world would look like, or what the recovery of the world would look like from anything that humans have done to it, but then followed that up with his book, Countdown, which says, okay, let's put the humans back in because we want to be here. What do we need to do to keep the earth healthy? And then we have Luis Alberto Ore, who moved from Mexico to Arizona as a kid when he was diagnosed with tuberculosis, and grew up around the borderlands, ended up working as a missionary for a while. That had him visiting the Tijuana garbage dumps, where a lot of people make a home. And so he documented those lifestyles for a few years, and has launched a career of writing compelling narratives of the borderlands from that. And then we have Molly Sturgis, who works for an organization called Little Globe as the associate director there. And she does all sorts of work helping people tell their stories and bring their stories to the world. And she does community-engaged art projects that enable people to flex their creative muscles that they might not have otherwise. And to do that in the name of helping others. So one example of that is she brought a bunch of college kids together who would work on songs with people living in hospice and perform those songs for those people as a way of honoring their lives. So she's done a lot of really nice work like that, and some people remember her visit here for the Resilient Communities Roundtable in 2012.
So those faculty, those folks will be in town. How does the symposium work? How can people meet and speak with these folks?
Yeah, they'll be in town from the 19th to the 26th. And each of the faculty members will be part of all of the symposium activities, and the symposium is running all week long. Winona, Alan, and Luis will lead off their time on Sunday the 20th at the TEDx event happening in Otis Theater in Allen Hall on campus. And then every morning of the week, one of them will reflect for an hour or so on the theme. And people can come to those morning talks, which will happen in Yaw Chapel. And those are people can pay at the door for those. And then for full-time symposium registrants, each of them will also lead a workshop in the early afternoons, one day each week, or one day... One day each, and then perhaps the best way to catch them is at their evening events. Winona LaDuke will talk about her work on the Monday night at Nakahiti Community House. On Tuesday night, we'll have a community film night where we'll show Chasing Ice and a short film called World. Wednesday night, we'll have a few community members talk about themselves, and people will get to see a different side of some folks that they share the streets of Sitka with. And then Thursday night, Alan Wiseman and Luis Orea will read together on stage in Otis Theater. And Molly Sturgis will also be included in that Wednesday night event. And then Friday night, there's a dinner cruise, courtesy of Alan Marine.
So those evening events are an opportunity for folks to really intimately engage with the faculty members.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that'll be a great chance to understand their work. The morning talks will be, will perhaps be the more sort of intimate event where you get to see a side of them that I think people outside of Sitka, outside of the context of the symposium, would never get to see. Or you can do both. You can do it all.
There are lots of opportunities, though, with the symposium. And then folks can find out more about the symposium on your website, correct?
Yeah, at islandinstitutealaska.org.
Okay. And, you know, you've been having some preceding events, some leading up to events happening in the evenings. What are those?
Yeah, we know that everybody can't read all of these books. And so we wanted to have a few chances to learn about the faculty members together. So we've already had small conversations about Molly Sturgis and about Luis Orea. This Thursday at the Pioneer Home Manager's Residence at 7 p.m., we'll be chatting about Alan Wiseman for anybody that would like to join us. And then next Thursday, we'll at the same place, same time, we'll be chatting about Winona LaDuke and her work and her life. And so it's sort of like a book club where you don't need to read the books.
Great. So free Island Institute book club next few nights, next few Thursdays. And then you have the Sitka Fellows Program. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I'm really excited about this, that we're bringing this on board. It was something I found out about when I first moved to town back in October. And it's something that Jonathan Christ Tompkins and a few of his friends started up a couple of years ago independently, and it seemed like it would be a good thing to bring under the Institute umbrella. It brings seven people under the age of 30 together to live and work on their respective creative projects on campus in the summer. So once camp lets out around mid-July and until the end of August, they'll be living and working in studio spaces on campus. And so we have a musician, a printmaker, an astrophysicist, a writer, a comic artist, an illustrator, and then Ben Sertan, a musician from last summer's group, will be coming back as a facilitator.
Can you tell us a little bit about these folks?
Yeah, sure. I can tell you a bit more about their projects, perhaps. Richard Ofrichtig sees tarot cards as a way to, whether or not he buys the mystical side of tarot, he sees tarot as a good way to look at your own story. And so he's going to, he's working on a multimedia piece that explores each of the cards in the traditional tarot deck through song and poetry and theater. Rachel Baxter is a printmaker and mixed media artist who likes to do work that the natural world messes with, but she does all sorts of things. She also uses smoke in some of her work, and she has a variety of techniques that I don't know much about, and so I'm curious to see her in action. Her work is quite beautiful. Solomon Endlich is a physicist who's currently living in Switzerland, and he's another person that you can see at TEDx on Sunday the 20th. And he's interested in all of these problems that are modern understanding of astrophysics. We have all sorts of unsolved and inaccurate formulas that have guided our understanding of space. And it's obvious that many of these formulas are entirely wrong or largely wrong. And so he wants to work at some of those while also opening people's minds up to the possibilities of space. Catherine Klusmeyer is a nonfiction writer who lives in Walla Walla. She writes beautifully about community and family and place. And she's been a student with Don Snow, who's also come for symposium stuff a lot over the years. MJ Robinson is a comic artist living in Oberlin, Ohio, and she's going to write a coming-of-age story or graphic novel while she's here, or work on something that she's already been working on. And then Benedikt Rollmann is a German illustrator whose work has been published in all sorts of magazines and publications. And he does really great, fun, pretty geometric art illustration, really vivid, like pulpy colors. It's good stuff. And then Ben Saratan makes long-form music. Oh. And people might remember him from last summer. So that's the group.
So these fellows will be cycling through Sitka?
They'll be here for 7 weeks, and they'll each do workshops while they're here that will be open to the public. They'll have open studio times where people can go through. Each of them will make an appearance on Raven Radio. They'll be around if anybody wants to go by and meet them or go for a hike. I'm sure they'll be game.
All right. Well, and you know, we're just about out of time, but briefly, tell us about the Writing Lab, which is coming up in the fall.
Yes, this is super exciting. I'm really influenced by 826, an organization throughout the lower 48. So we're sort of doing our copycat version that will be an after-school writing program, and it'll also have an in-school component. It'll help Sitka youth learn how to express themselves creatively and pragmatically through writing.
Okay.
And we have an intern coming in for 9 months to help us with that.
All righty. And I'm sure we'll talk more about that in the future.
I hope so.
Well, there's a lot going on with the Island Institute. Lots of opportunities for people to connect with you this summer. Your website is islandinstitutealaska.org. Any quick parting thoughts?
No. Thank you so much for the opportunity to come in today, Melissa.
You're very welcome. Thanks for joining. We've been speaking with Peter Bradley, Associate Director with the Island Institute. You can check out their website for everything that's happening with the symposium and the Sitka Fellows and the upcoming Writing Lab at islandinstitutealaska.org.